This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
That was O Little Town of Bethlehem, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. St. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20 is action-packed. I was hoping we could unpack it today. Verse 8 begins with these familiar words. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Let me just ask you, what image is it that forms in our minds as we try to actually picture those shepherds at the time of Jesus' birth? Perhaps we see them as shabbily dressed, rough-looking men, most likely dim-witted and dull. We'd be wrong to think that way. Shepherding demanded keen and lively minds. As is the case even now, essential skills and knowledge would have been handed down from father to son. How to manage, control and protect sheep, and how to ensure their survival. There was no need to seek an education beyond their work, as there was very little the outside world could have taught them about their craft. This whole way of life was a shepherd's raison d'etre, his reason to be, his gift and his calling. Shepherds were also fearless and brave. They lived out in the fields in all weathers to watch over their flocks and guard them from wild animals. And like all ordinary working-class men, they would have taken great pride in their work. They would have been well acquainted with those living nearby. They'd be familiar with the lie of the land and the best grazing areas. The group of shepherds mentioned in our gospel today were on the job, alert, looking out for danger, listening for anything unusual. Unlike the townsfolk, who were probably all asleep in their beds. which is most likely the reason God sent his angels to these shepherds. Would we describe ourselves as alert for the things of God at the moment, at the ready for him to break into our lives, or are we disconnected and cut off? Which word best sums up the way we live our lives right at this moment? Wallsend Middle School Choir sound alert and very enthusiastic in our next carol. Listen to how they capture the joy of the angels' chorus when they sing, "For unto you is born today Emmanuel." Their song is Shepherds on the Hillside from my album The Christmas Story.
Shepherds on a hillside, close beside the town, all alone and silent, so
Verse 9 says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." So here we have these tough shepherds, courageous enough to take on the fiercest of wild creatures, and physically strong enough to face all kinds of weather. But when a single angel appears, they are terrified. Here was an event completely outside of their comfort zone, unprecedented for them. But by all accounts, there was certainly a lot of supernatural happenings going on at the time when Jesus was born. I'm sure we would have been terrified too. But you know, whenever God did communicate with people in the Bible, they were always reassured and comforted first. "Don't be afraid," his messengers would say. "Take comfort." And this is how the angels addressed the shepherds. I'd like to dedicate this song to a friend of mine called Lilla, in memory of her husband Keith, who died earlier this year. It was he who introduced my husband and I to the music of Celtic Thunder. This song is based upon words from Isaiah 40, which say, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for." It's a song called Comfort Me.
Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people. Comfort
Verse 10 says this, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" The shepherds' ears would certainly have pricked up at the mention of the words Saviour, Messiah and Lord. This is how the angels described the child born in Bethlehem. They were revealing to these rough shepherds the baby's true identity. The Jewish nation's long-held hope was that God's Messiah, their Saviour, would one day arrive and set them free and make their nation great once more and rule the world. And this was certainly good news that they were hearing. But how would they find where the baby was in the town of David? Where would they need to start looking? I mean, if someone said to us, "Go find a baby born in your nearest city," where would we even begin? We've all watched films, haven't we, where one spy says to another, "I will be wearing a red carnation in my buttonhole. That is how you will recognize me." Well, the angels gave them a clue, a sign, that the baby would be lying in a feeding trough, a manger, not a cot in a comfortable home or a crib in some palace. The baby would be small too, if it were still wrapped in cloths. I wonder if we've ever experienced something like a sign which has made us feel that God was real and present and that he cares for us. If so, how did we respond? Let's think about that while we listen to Newcastle Cathedral Choir sing "In the Bleak Midwinter." And now we come to verse 13, where it says, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" So more angels join the first one, and they begin to praise God. Wouldn't that have been amazing to have heard that angel choir praise God in chorus or to sing together? The nearest I've ever come to praise like this was at a day of renewal once, when a solo voice set off a whole congregation singing in the Spirit in tongues, with each person caught up in worship, offering their voices to God. What a glorious sound I heard that day. I wish you could have heard it. I wonder if any song or music has done the same for you, given you excited chills or a taste of heaven. Music can be so uplifting when we feel a little lost or at our lowest point in life. Shall we listen to a wonderful carol, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," sung here by the Bach Choir. Verse 15 has this to say, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.'" Now I imagine that what followed when the angels left them was a perfect few seconds of silence and wonderment as they turned to stare at one another with wide eyes of amazement. I wonder if you've ever watched a program on TV called Lost Lives, where an abandoned child is reunited with a birth parent they haven't seen for 40 or 50 years or so. And there's always this pause, this special moment of savoring what's about to happen just before they go in to be reunited. It's magical. Have there been moments of awe and wonder in any of our lives, I wonder? And are these moments we've somehow lost sight of? Verse 16 has this to say. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. We can only assume that when the shepherds hurried off to Bethlehem, they must have left the sheep behind. We don't know, but if so, that would have been so out of character for the shepherds. Surely they must have left somebody in charge. But then again, which of them would have wanted to have missed out? But the way they hurry off surely shows the reality of their experience. I love this next carol, Infant Holy, sung by Maddie Pryor from A Tapestry of Carols.
Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, for his bed a cattle stole, oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are winging, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping, vigil till the morning new, so the glory heard the story, tidings of a gospel true, thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow.
And so they found the baby. The shepherds who lived near to the town would have known just where to look and which houses would have most likely to have had places where animals were stabled. And lo and behold, the baby was exactly where the angel said he would be, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Verse 17 goes on to say, when the shepherds had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. It seems that these shepherds were in no hurry to return immediately to their sheep. They were more intent on sharing the good news. But when they did return, they were glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen, which was exactly as they'd been told. How perfect was that? I remember being told by my mother the night on which I was born that my dad had run 2 miles at top speed all the way home to tell my grandparents and my sister the good news. Have you ever known anyone run with good news? I wonder if it was news worth sharing. Verse 19 says, and Mary treasured up all these things in her heart. Do you know, later she shared her story with the gospel writers. I think our world today is in need of such good news. How can we share it? And how can we be good news to others? May I finish today with a blessing. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Our final hymn today, Angels from the Realms of Glory, is sung by Peter Hollins and David Archuleta, and they're accompanied by the Piano Guys and the Tabernacle Choir. A beautiful carol. And now it's goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill, and my technician, Andrew Ridgwick. Do have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight over all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.